I think it's the equivalent in football in terms of a captain of a team also being the referee.
There were no sliding tackles or off-the-ball incidents during last night's meeting, but passions ran high, and in the end the result was very close, as anyone watching the webcast would have seen.
The monitoring officer has to be an employee of this council, and we haven't got many.
Those against the idea of combining the two roles, something unique to Scilly, felt it placed too much burden on the officer concerned, Philip Highgate. Mr. Highgate rejected that worry and told BBC Radio Cornwall before the meeting that he took the extra responsibility reluctantly to save the council money.
We don't have endless riches to go for perfect options. I don't relish being monitoring officer. It's a burden, but it's done properly, using alternates whenever there's a remotely serious case, and it's done economically.
The report to last night's meeting pointed out that any investigations into complaints are always handled by officers from Cornwall Council, and that Mr. Highgate's main role as monitoring officer is to make sure that councillors are aware of any legal tangles they may be facing during debates. But Councillor Dudley Mumford still wasn't happy.
It's difficult, puts him in a difficult position to carry out that role. Very small community and all that. There's been some difficult issues over the recent years, and I think it'd be better to have someone use them for the mainland, a facility in the lake, for a better word.
Brian Lowen, the chairman of the Council's Standards Committee, was all in favour of Mr. Highgate continuing as monitoring officer.
Well, he's done that job very well for many years now.
At least 8 members disagreed with you.
Yes, well, they're quite able to disagree. That's democracy, isn't it?
But it's also, in any other council, would be illegal. I mean, it is allowed here, it is not illegal, but in any other council it would be illegal. So why do you think it's okay for the answer, Scilly?
Because we're a different case. We're unique, a unique authority in the land.
Is that because you're so small that you couldn't afford to pay for somebody else?
That's correct, yes.
But the whole job, one of the jobs of monitoring officer, is to keep an eye on the executive officers. Can the chief executive keep an eye on himself?
Well, that's what the chairman of the council, he can do that.
The council chairman, Mike Hicks, voted to split the roles, and though on the losing side this time, he predicts that in 2013 there will be change.
We're coming towards the end of the life of this particular council. When we form a new council in May 2013, you know, I want some of these little anomalies ironed out and the new council can step forward with a lot of confidence.
The job of the monitoring officer is to keep an eye on the executive officers, which obviously includes the chief executive. Hard for the same man to look at himself.
Yeah, exactly.
So that means there's a lot of onus on you as chairman, they said, to keep an eye.
Yeah.
Are you keeping an eye? Again, you've talked to us on Radio Cornwall how maybe you've been out of the loop. Do you worry that you aren't able to keep a firm enough eye?
Well, I think we've learned lessons all the way down the line and, you know, new policies will be put in place and we'll ensure that we're doing the job that we're elected to do.
So in future, if I interview you, you're interviewed on Radio Cornwall, you'll be able to say, I know what's going on, not I don't know what's going on.
Oh, I'm certainly going to be in the position to say I know what's going on. I mean, that's got to be the way forward.